Welcome back to another exciting episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Was that? I agree. This year of 2021 feels like it raced by, right? Speaking of racing by, how about that big-ass asteroid that barely missed us last week, huh? That was some shit. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his home cooking for the holidays corner. Cacao?
Kevin, I made sugar cookies last night. They were damn right. So good. They were so good. Everybody was just talking about all the weight they've lost.
Yep.
And hey, congrats. I'm just going to fucking fatten up.
How many cookies did you make in the batch?
I made a
give
batch.
Or take.
We have a small oven, so with a small tray, so we were limited to 9 cookies. I froze the rest of the batter. I had 5 of them and Carla had 4.
Sure.
And I think she was under the mistaken impression there was an even amount. So I was like, do you want to split the last one? She's like, no, it's yours. It's your 4th one. And I knew that I tricked her into an extra cookie.
Oh, man.
And with no regrets, no nope. regrets.
No. Damn, thank you for sharing all of that. And now let's check in with Chris Alvarado for his wedding planning hot tips. Mr. C?
Hot tip. Let's see.
Things to avoid. Let's start there.
Things to avoid.
We can come back to you.
Well, is this one of those where do I begin pauses?
Everything's going so smoothly, everybody.
You know? What?
Yeah, everything's just going smoothly. Everything's working out.
I've never heard that.
My only tip would be find somebody you really love. You know what I mean?
It's a great tip.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't go into it with the kind of love thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's about commitment. You gotta feel better than that. Love. Hey, there's Caroline Cotter. Icecapade superfan. As you understand it, what is the truth about Santa Claus?
Well, according to what I know, which I think is the most scientifically up-to-date information, mm-hmm. I think it's this old pervert that slips down your damn chimneys and leaves his greasy little hands on your presents. He's real.
Greasy. Sure.
And he's hot.
Hot perv.
Mm-hmm.
Hot perv, party of one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get enough. Look out, it's James Heaney. Bobby Jean Heen, have you ever done a production of A Christmas Carol? And if not, who would you like to portray in one that I'm staging?
If you're getting paid by the line, I want to be Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer.
Can I just get the check? I'm not that familiar with the script, Kevin, but I think that's the role I'd like to take.
Are you seeing check, please, Kevin?
Yes.
Ebenezer.
Can I just get the...
James, I've never met somebody more on brand than you are, dude. I mean, you never disappoint. You are consistent.
I want to
put this coffee down before I spill it on myself.
One of these days, we're going to learn that the joke's on us. He's been fucking all these up on purpose. And last but no more squatty potty for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Boner donor, please explain why you're all bah humbug this year.
Well, I'm actually clouded up from the Ebenezer.
All right, let's do it on the show. That's a bonus. That's a bonus. If Joey's clouded up, let's celebrate that. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our lovely patron VIPs. What's that? You'd like to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, I don't know, standalone bonus scenes that were made just for you or the video of what we're doing right now? Well, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the damn podcast at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Guess everybody was clouded up. Scene one is from listener Chase, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemists, it's Chase Bennett from Kentucky. I've been a listener since the beginning. This week, my town was hit by a devastating tornado. The morning after, there was no power, no internet, no gas station beside my house anymore. So I had to stay in. Being stuck inside, I wanted to listen to something. No internet, I had to look to what was already on my phone. The only thing I had was Alchemy This from 2019, in which the first scene, everyone was stuck in a Target because of a storm. Ooh.
Oh.
Yikes. I took this as a sign to write you. I love each and every one of y'all. My scene suggestion is professional tailor love Chase. Now, before we start that one, I went to Red Cross and made a donation on behalf of Alchemy This. I was so inspired by Chase's missive. So thank you for that, Chase.
Thank you, Kevin.
Professional tailor. Well, no, I'm saying for? I need to get the pants hemmed. They need to be shorter.
Yeah. Okay.
You see? You look at me. Okay. What do you see? Do you see my height?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I buy pants, they're always going to need to be short.
But hold on. Put these shoes on.
Well, those shoes?
Yeah, put them on. They're going to add a couple inches. Put them on.
Okay. How do you know my size?
There you go.
Wow.
Look at that. Now, I don't need to hem them now, right?
I mean, if I have these shoes, what about all the other shoes that I own?
I'm so sorry. I know I'm not a tailor. I'm just in line. But you've just extended what's underneath his pants. It doesn't actually change his pant leg.
Thank you for that. That was
I'll wait quietly behind.
No, thank you. What is your name?
Jerry.
I was going to say Jim.
That's pretty close.
Let's thank Gary Jim, sir.
Jerry.
And Jerry?
Jerry.
I'm sticking with Jim. Sir, can I take the shoes off and we hem the pants to my
Are you sure?
Bottom
of I don't mind the cube like that.
I'm just going with what Jim suggested. Also, have you been drinking? None of my business, but
I've had coffee and water.
Huh. I'm so sorry. I'm not a professional tailor.
What are you professional?
I just do office work, secretarial stuff. You know,
secretarial
organizational
stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Can you be more general?
I organize it, alphabetize it, put it in numbers.
Jerry, you're late again, bud.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's the last time I'm going to be late. It's the last time I'm going to be late because I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice.
Look, I think you got to leave now.
I was going to give the standard 2 weeks.
I think you're good now.
I kind of was counting on
Bob, Carrie, you guys think Jerry should leave now or you want him to stick around?
Get him out of here.
He's a piece of shit.
Well, it's just that I've got a new business plan, but
we don't want to hear that.
Well, why don't I just finish what I was doing before lunch?
Sorry.
Were you waving me away?
Yeah, I was waving you away. It was the bye-bye.
Goodbye.
I don't give a goddamn what they're saying. I need 600,000 units today. Did you just bump into me? Oh, my God. Look at your suit, sir. Jesus Christ. Put that box down with all those weird things inside for a second. Let me look at that suit. My God, that's a good suit. Do you have a job?
I am in between jobs.
Shut the fuck up. I want to hire you right now. How does six figures sound?
Like $100,000?
How many figures is that?
How many figures? That doesn't quite make it to a million, does it?
I'm talking six figures. Let me just pull them out right here. This is one figure.
Okay.
Look at this figure here.
Oh.
Check this out. And also, I can pay you $300,000 a year.
That's more than I've ever been paid in my life.
Well, listen, I need a yes or no right now. Do you want to work for me?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me put this little pin on you right there. All right.
Ow.
All right. Did I poke your skin?
A little. It's okay.
Oh, let me get
rich,
that little.
I'm rich. Ow.
Sir, what do you mean you just hired this guy off the street? I just fired him.
Hold on one second. I need 600,000 units now. What were you saying?
We just fired him.
Who's we?
I fired him.
And then why do you say you?
Well, we supported him.
We helped.
He called us in from the other room. I was chasing a fly out of my office, and I shoot him.
Let me get this correct, Ralph. You can't fire him yourself. You had to have other people do it.
I needed some support.
Support, is that right?
You're right.
You do need some support in tailoring. I just hired a man with the most fantastic suit I've ever seen. Actually, all three of you are fired, so you can get good suits.
And that's a fact. What?
Hey, how you doing, miss? I'm Stan from Stan's Exterminating. Yeah. You said there was a fly that was bothering you?
Yeah, there's just one fly. It's kind of awkward that we're in my office now since I was...
Just the one fly, and you called us to come in.
Yeah, I can't get it killed. I can't kill it, okay? It's staying
so
in my office.
So you want the fly dead?
I want the fly dead. And the irony here is that I was fired from my job, so I'm not technically supposed to be in my office right now, but that's how badly I want to kill this little fly.
So if I tell you that we only do catch and release, is there a problem?
Yeah, there is a problem, because also on your website, you have a fly hanging by a noose in a cartoon graphic. So I took that to mean that if you would kill the flies, not release them.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, it's all relative.
Ma'am, I don't think you understand. Exterminator is a loose word. We don't really kill anything. You understand? Do you get that?
I do understand. I actually don't understand. I'm sorry. Exterminator means, let me take out my dictionary here. Exterminator, to a company that kills things till they're dead.
Carrie, we gotta go.
I just need to kill this fly. I will leave.
Well, let me tell you, you were right to fire those bozos, because if they promise that a fly will be hung by its neck until dead, then they should deliver on that.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We execute. We don't just exterminate. We execute.
I saw you have the lethal injection, and you have the firing by like a squad. I like that too.
Which one do you want? Because we can do any or all.
I think I would prefer the firing by a group, because I think it.
I'm sorry, but my fly, that's right, my client, I'm not going to be had shot at until there is a trial by his peers, all right? We're going to have this done correctly through the law, okay?
This is not cruel and unusual punishment.
I think it is.
Look, he is going to be executed by a squad of his peers. Flies with guns are going to.
Oh, hey, Jerry. You can see I'm interviewing for my old job.
Well, you can sit down and try, but
that's
I kind of have a preconceived idea of you from my previous experience working under you.
And I get that. That seems fair. I just, if you'll notice the suit.
It's a nice suit.
And with that came an attitude change.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay, so this is good. I mean, you probably know, right? As soon as you got a new suit, good things started happening to you, right?
Well, honestly, the suit itself was pretty good, but I had to take some scissors to it.
It's
the finishing touches to a suit that really makes it customized. Did I ever tell you the story of the first pair of pants I tailored?
Is this part of the interview?
No, you're probably not going to get the job, but I'd kind of like to tell the story.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, never mind.
Take care.
So is this your resume?
Yeah, it only has this company on it. This is the only job I ever worked at.
And you're not getting very good references from us. That's rough.
Well, you. Bob and Carrie are also in the waiting room. I hope you treat them a little better than you treat me.
Oh, they'll be treated better. They're still not going to get the job.
You haven't seen Bob's suit, though.
You fired me when I was on the up and up. I was about to start my own business. And instead, you crushed my dreams out. And I was crying down
the
street.
Wait, how did I crush the dream? You know what? I don't want to get into this.
I needed it in between. I gave 2 weeks because I was trying to get my business.
I don't want to work here.
What? No, wait.
You got to see Bob's suit. It's fucking insane. I don't even deserve this job. And Carrie, I mean, you'll see.
You know what? After careful consideration, I think... he left. Can you send in Bob or Karen?
Jerry, check it out. Triple-breasted.
Oh, that is not what I thought you meant when you said triple-breasted.
And that is scene one.
Caroline just rolled her eyes.
She did. That was...
It was funny.
If you're a patron member...
Rolled my eyes out of funny.
You're going to enjoy the crossing and rolling of Caroline's
eyes. Have you
ever had
an audience full of people and the sound of them rolling their eyes?
Yeah. That's every time I perform.
I just had a tux tailored, and the gentleman was doing the hem part. And I said, how long have you been doing this? And he looked at me with this like forever gaze. And he said, I've been doing this since I was a 15 years old.
Oh, God.
I said, what? I mean, this man was 83. So old. This, and I felt like I was in the presence of an actual master.
Yeah.
Not your local dry cleaners. I'm talking about, you know, he gets it.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way to have sucked for 68 years at that.
Yeah.
That would be some serious Ripley's. Scene two comes from patron VIP Larry Stewart, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin/Cole. That's fair. I hope all has been well. James, as far as the whole Larry Lawrence situation, in your defense, my name is not that common as common Anglo names go. Not like your Mikes, your Chris's, your Kevin's. So I get why you wouldn't be aware of the Larry Lawrence connection." No, he's letting you off the hook, and I'm calling bullshit.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
No, you're right, James. I'm sorry. Anyway, my suggestion this time around is Her Majesty's Royal Marines. Hope I can make it out to L.A. to see you guys live if you are back doing that. Best wishes, Larry Stewart. If you hear this in time, we'll be at the West Side Comedy Theater, some of us, on Sunday,
January
16th at 8 p.m. If you're hearing this after the fact, man, did you miss one hell of a show? Her Majesty's Royal Marines.
All right, everyone, stand in attention, please. Check this, yes. Now, as each of you know, you've all brought in from your different sectors for a very specific mission. Yes, you've already had attention. It's good, yep. Everyone's had attention? Yep.
Yes.
Hoorah. Hoorah.
Yes, hoorah. Yes, 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 all that.
Might I ask a question, sir?
I guess so.
Yeah, you slipped into a bit of a French accent there for a moment, and I'm just curious, are you in fact the leader we were told to meet?
Interesting. You've actually passed your first test. I am not an English captain. I am a French captain.
Right.
But know this, that this mission calls for a unification of our peoples unlike ever before.
A follow-up question, if I might?
Yes,
you understand we're Her Majesty's Royal Marines, right?
Yes.
Right. So being led by a quote-unquote frog seems odd to me, no?
Well, if I heard correctly, you
yes,
just...
Yes, Clyde, what is it?
At the very tail end of that speech, you were about to segue into a German accent.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Me, I can't help but notice that she sounds like she might be a smooch bit Australian. I don't know who I can trust here anymore.
Right, you should comment on people's accents, though, that's for sure. You're the one.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you sound Australian too.
Your Majesty, it's happened. It's happened.
What?
Who is this American? Who is this American inside my chambers?
Is this someone from the, someone, he's coming, he works for you. Remember you hired him last year?
Who?
His name is Roger, right? Roger?
Roger?
Roger Steele.
Roger Steele. He's here.
Not Roger Corporal. Stone.
No.
Roger Steele.
Corporal in the U.S. Marines.
Yes.
Roger Steele.
Yeah, you hired him. He wouldn't be able to get here if he wasn't hired. He has all the proper documents, etc.
Yes.
Now, why I'm here.
Mr. Steele.
Yes, Your Majesty, it is...
I hired you for a very specific reason, did I not?
Yes, you did.
I had a fly infestation that I wanted eradicated, and yet there were some flies there.
Oh, Your Majesty, that was actually Roger Stone. This is Roger Steele, okay? You understand? He's working for the military. Roger Stone is the disgraced lawyer attorney or something who then got into the extermination business. Roger Steele is working for your...
Oh, yes.
Oh, your Stone, royal guard.
Stone Manafort and Black or something like
that? Yes,
Your Majesty,
exactly right.
I've come to report that this experiment is... this military experiment is crumbling. They're questioning each other's accents. They're getting no actual work done. It's like a farce in there.
And that is very European.
I'll take your word for that.
Mr. Steele?
Yes.
I have a ball tonight, and I don't have a date.
I gotta... I have to decline.
Oh, Mr. Steele, no. Do you understand that this is the Her Majesty the Queen? She never is the first one to ask someone on a date. And keep in mind, well, yes, of course.
Introducing Her Majesty the Queen and her escort, Roger Steele.
Yes, oh, yes, yes. Hold my hand, hold my hand. Okay.
Are those singing chickens?
Those little chickens, yes. The royal singing chickens.
I've heard so much about
it. Where do you want the chickens, mate?
I would love to have them just over kind of here where normally a choir would be standing. Let's just have some
right.
Some chickens right. There. And can they
We've got 37. I know the order was for 38, but one of them didn't make the trip all the way, if you know what I'm saying.
You mean to say he died?
Well, he pissed me off.
So what did you do? Did you throw him out the window?
I snuffed his lights. I believe is one of the terms.
Why don't you just want to say you killed him? You're not going to get in trouble. I just say you murdered your chicken.
Are you wired?
Yes.
You're wearing a wire.
Yes, I work for the Queen. I'm always wearing a wire.
Yes, yes. So the
she likes
37...
to hear about this kind of stuff, though. She's kind of a sick freak. So go ahead.
Well, that was your words, not mine.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, if I could get these chickens to where they're supposed to be, because I've got a local production of Christmas Carol and I'm playing Ebenezer, so I'm very excited to get to work on that.
Oh, Mark, and you're getting paid by the line for that one, are you? I heard.
I am.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. In cookies, so I'm very excited.
A wonderful salad. Do you enjoy it, Mr. Steele?
Yeah, I love arugula. Yeah.
What is this? Is this a fly? Oh, no. Mr. Steele, get to work. Get to work, Mr. Steele.
You managed it. I will get rid of this fly for you. I just want to let you know this is not my job necessarily.
What? I thought you were hired to extend this pie.
That's Roger Stone. As a matter of fact, why don't we bring in your brigade, your Royal Marines to get rid of these flies. What do you say?
What do I say?
Give me a second. Here they come now. Oh, yeah, I call the chickens, too.
Royal Queen, I'm here to... at your service. I'm not sure what I'm here for.
Yeah, we're here
at now. At your service, Your Majesty. Hurrah. Well,
that's right. We're here with some sort of maybe fly infestation or something like that. We're here to take care of
you. Yes. You must be from my Commonwealth. Well, let's see here. All right, now, where's the steel here is in charge of this
rag-a-rag-a-rove.
And now I'm going to make sure that you've destroyed all the flies inside this castle.
How would you refer to us again, Your Majesty?
Right.
I'm asleep in my chamber of healing.
I keep a diary, and I just wanted to make sure I got that right. I'm not sure how to spell it, but thanks.
Diary okay, soldiers. Of a wimpy kid, yeah.
You have a job. Get to it.
What's the job,
Shall
sir?
We shoot at the fly in here?
You're fucking Marines. I don't know. Get
I
rid of
the flies.
I just
feel like there's a lot of people here, and there's what you'd call collateral damage.
So then maybe don't do that.
Okay.
How about some hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right.
I got £10 sterling really for whoever gets their hands on that fly.
He's so small.
Wow. Your Majesty, this is a beautiful bedroom.
This is my healing chamber.
Ah.
What looks like a wet sarcophagus is actually embryonic fluid. I sit inside and it heals myself.
Very nice. Well, thank you for a lovely evening.
Have you seen Stargate?
No.
You've never seen Stargate?
I've never heard of that title, if I'm being honest.
So they had a show. It was on for many years.
Stargate?
Yeah.
There's so
Stargate
many.
Stargate SG-1? You never?
You summoned me, Your Majesty?
Oh, Stargate. No, not yet, Stargate. Actually, Stargate, while you're here.
Yes.
Can you please put me in the sarcophagus?
I could leave.
No, Steele, you need to see this.
You have not been dismissed, sir. You'll know when it's time for you to leave. Here we go, Mum. Might as well crack your back while I'm here. And placing you delicately in the sarcophagus.
It's warmer than it looks.
deal. I want to give you something before you leave.
I'm kind of just tired. I was just thinking about hid in the hay. So
hid in the hay, how apt. Here it is, a codex. Given to me by my father's 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 mother's
what?
Father's codex.
Not familiar.
You will be. You need to decipher it. The queen of all flies. Her location is there. I must rest. I must rest, Steel.
Stargate, what do I do with this?
Well, the queen did ask you to decipher the codex, so I would get on that.
Is code short for codex?
I'm sorry?
Never mind. All right.
And you've been dismissed in case you didn't catch the hint.
Okay, thank you.
Students, if I could have your attention, please. Less rustling of iPads and computers and laptops and ding-a-dings, please.
Ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
You can answer the question on the board. Define the difference between code and codex.
I have it. That's
yes.
Right. I'm the American exchange student.
Captain
hey,
America.
Job.
Yes. Sans Who's, shield.
Holy shit,
what have you got for us today?
I think the difference is just the X, Professor.
The X was what Captain America offered up. Would anyone else like to comment?
Hey, great answering that question. In
Holy
class
shit,
earlier.
Dude. Yeah,
sorry.
What's up, man?
What the fuck? What are you doing here?
What do you mean what I'm doing here? I'm just at Cambridge on scholarship.
You're just at Cambridge on scholarship? I don't know if you fucking know what's going on here, man, but I'm the token American around here. Always.
Okay.
Oi, sorry, American, hot American exchange students.
Hey.
I'm not
hey.
Talking to you. Hot American exchange. Hey, what's your name again?
Oh, hey.
What's your name?
Clip.
Clip. Oh, yeah, Clip. How could I forget that? So there's like a student ball this week.
I'll go. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You blended in with a locker. I didn't even notice you.
Oh, shit.
Clip, I was wondering if you want to go to the ball, student ball with me this week.
I guess. I got a lot of starting to do. Plus, I got football.
You've got a lot of starting. You mean soccer. And what's starting? You said you have a lot of starting to do?
Studying.
Oh, I don't understand your accent. It's so thick.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I should have some time for recreation.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Should I pick you up at 4?
Oh, no. The ball starts at 7. We don't get out of classes until 4:30. So how about like 6:45?
6:45.
Yeah.
Perfect. Totally. Oh, my God. I got to get a suit. Hey, American guy, do you know where I can get a suit?
Yeah, there's actually a really great tailor down the street.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. I'm so glad I get to talk to another American, even though you scared the shit out of me in that class. Man.
I guess we're like best friends then.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're in good hands because I have been a tailor for 68 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. It's my first suit, so I don't really know what I should
it's
get.
It's your first suit.
Yeah.
I am 70 years old.
Oh, you've been doing this since you were 2?
I was 2 years old when I put together my first suit.
Whoa, you're like a savant.
I am a savant. Let's see where you dress.
Where I dress?
Let's see what side you dress on.
What side my dress is on? What?
No, let's see what side your dress is on.
What side is my dress is on?
Let's see what side. Okay, both sides.
Oh, look at
it must be a bifurcated.
Oh, cool! Like a snake's tongue.
Yes, exactly. Okay. What? I'm gonna go silk.
Silk. What's a silk?
I'm gonna go silk.
All right, Steel. I need you to sit down. You were supposed to.
Oh, wait. I'm got to get my steps in.
No, sit down, Steel.
Fine.
You're in trouble.
Oh,
you were supposed
trouble.
To go to Cambridge and blend in. But you're bringing Bowie knives out in class, scaring other American real students. Are you not the Marine Corps corporal that we thought you were?
I am not, sir.
Hey, you got a beard. Why not clean up? Try to look young for class.
Oh, I am not. I am not what you thought I was, sir.
I'm terribly sorry to interrupt. Stargate here. The queen is still waiting on that codex translation. If you
I figured it out.
Yes.
It was like a before and after thing. Like on Wheel of Fortune.
Like on Wheel of Fortune. Yes. Yeah. Like Teflon Don Quixote.
That's what it was.
No, that is it, too!
No,
we are not going to top Teflon Don Quixote.
No, no.
There's no driving past that. Scene 3 comes from listener James, who wrote, "Hi, y'all. A scene. Suggestion. Saturday Night Live tries expanding its appeal by starting a second show in a different city. P.S. It has been fun to hear those old episodes again on the replays. Still, I miss Kevin. I'm grateful for Cole. I hope you all have a happy, most wonderful pod of the year. And I'm looking forward to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 4. Thanks, James." So who's coming in next? Sit down.
Sure, it's all the people that are not good enough to be on like our main show. So we're thinking of making like a worse one. So these are just kind of bad people.
What's the city we chose?
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Greg, do you know what's going on at all? Or?
No, I don't. I'm playing catch up.
You're the showrunner for this. You're
yeah,
it's Greg, kind of
you're so like.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I was a writer's assistant on SNL.
I know.
And okay. I've just been given the helm of this fucking rickety machine. And I need some catch up.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dan.
Here we Dan, go. I'm so sorry. Dan, we will get you when we need you, okay? This is the third
you
time.
You will be summoned.
This is the third time you've barged into this room, okay? So
I'm super excited.
We'll get you when we need you.
And it's three original characters, two impressions. Is that right?
That's right, Dan. Thank you. And by the way, we are 1 minute away from seeing you. 1 minute.
Great. Yep. Great.
I like Dan already. I think we just hire him.
God, fine.
You seriously like Dan already?
I like his energy. That's what I like about him.
He's done it so many times.
Well, let's hire somebody who wants the fucking
gig. Okay, I'll get him.
I'll
get him from Dan.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm from Utah. And I'm now going to give you my three original characters and my two impressions. First character. Is anybody going to eat this? Second character.
Oh. Oh, man.
Don't mind if I do. And my third character. I ain't going. My first impression.
Don't tell us who it is. Just do it.
Yeah, we'll guess.
Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun for us.
And the penguins kept walking in the snow.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I think it's the penguin from Batman. Yeah.
And my second impression.
Yep.
Somebody stop me.
Dan, I'd like to shoot you straight to Lauren's office in the next couple of weeks. You've made it through the first, second, and third round. Love your energy. Most of what you did. So we'll be in touch.
Hey, is anybody going to eat this? Thanks so much, guys.
Catchphrase. Wow. He came with a fucking catchphrase. Yeah,
that's thank legit. You.
Well, that he's like pretty much the whole list. We don't got anybody
else. Yeah, he's the only one that was positioning.
Hey, you want to watch SNL?
I don't know.
Come on.
It just hasn't been what it used to be. I want something fresh.
Well, what about SNL Newark?
SNL Newark?
Yeah, it airs at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a production. It's all the same people except worse.
Okay, now. Well, shit, I'll pop some popcorn.
It airs live on Peacock.
Oh, on Peacock.
Yeah.
Live from Newark's opera adjacent building, it's Saturday Night Live starring Dan Mercer. Featuring Dan Mercer. Starring Dan Mercer. Starring Dan Mercer.
I feel like Dan Mercer is going to be the breakout of this.
Can we turn this off? Can we turn this off? This looks like it's stand-up.
Dan Mercer. Featuring
it's not
Dan
stand-up. It's Saturday Night Live. It's a mixture of sketch and...
Hey, Keanu, it's Pete. Listen, give me a call when you can. I've got an opening for you.
I was actually screening my calls.
Oh, hey,
I'm here.
Keanu, hey, man. So there's an offer for you to host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow. Is it because of The Matrix coming out?
That's right.
All right. I'll be there.
Okay, so there's a little caveat, but I will say we're super excited here at the agency about this for you. And you start rehearsals on Monday. I think there's a table read, pretty much very light rehearsal. And then you're there for the week with the show, of course, live Saturday.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Keanu. I'm Keanu. And I'm here for Saturday Night Live.
What are you knocking around these trailers for, huh?
I'm Keanu Reeves. You might not recognize me because I'm not wearing my dark sunglasses.
What are you talking about? You want to buy Coke or something? What are you trying to say?
No, from The Matrix, I'm Keanu.
Look, buddy, what do you need? What do you fucking want? What are you trying to do here?
I'm like hosting Saturday Night Live this week.
Oh, shit. You want... Fuck, my bad. Come here.
Okay.
All right, follow me. Just so you know, there's got no heat in this room, all right?
but it's kind of chilly. It's wintertime.
Yeah, it is. Good eye. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hi.
Hi, Keanu.
We got in the same time. Do you need him first?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm with the costume department. It's like a sketch show. So there's a lot of different sketches, a lot of different characters. So you'll just be wearing exactly what you're wearing right now for everything because we don't have any sort of department or any sort of budget.
Usually it works.
Okay. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Dan. This is the table read. This is like the fun part.
Dan.
It's the fun part.
Where's everybody else?
The writers are on their way. I just want to tell you, like, it's going to be a blast. And they came up with some really cool things for you. I think you're going to like it. Oh, here they come now. You might recognize him. Hey, he's also the security guard.
What's up? Dan, all the writers got in an accident. They were carpooling, and the car just exploded.
That's okay. That's okay. I have some ideas.
Great.
Keanu, great. Do you trust me?
Of course. Like,
let's
Aladdin.
Just go out there. Let's just go. What?
Like Aladdin, do you trust me?
Yeah. Are we not going to mourn? Are we not going to mourn them at all?
We don't have time. It's
I never even met them.
4 minutes and 4 days till places.
I got to be honest. This isn't what I expected Saturday Night Live to be like.
Well,
I mean, the famous Lorne Michaels quote is like, the show doesn't go on because it's 11:30. The show goes on because it's in Newark and it's 11:30.
Featuring Dan Mercer. Starring Dan Mercer.
And Keanu Reeves is hosting this week, and Dan Mercer does an incredible Alex Winter. So, like,
ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your host, Keanu Reeves.
That doesn't look like Keanu Reeves.
No, it doesn't. This is some guy doing an impression of Keanu Reeves.
Maybe he just got much older.
Just, you know, because I'm doing The Matrix, Bill and Ted's.
Oh, wait a second. I think that's actually Dan Mercer. Is that? And I'm Keanu Reeves.
Holy shit, he said his name was Keanu. He said his name was Keanu Reeves.
I don't know. This is fucking insane.
We're going to lose our jobs.
Oh, how could we have known?
I don't know. We should have mourned. This is a curse.
All right, everybody. Thanks for meeting us here. Thanks, everybody, for meeting here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over these numbers. We're going to go over Newark SNL versus
Newark
SNL.
Dan, I know that you just got promoted here at NBC, I just want to let you know that we as a team, I think I can speak for everyone when we say we are so happy and proud to be under your tutelage.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Sorry I'm late. I was at the memorial service for the 20 writers who died.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, it doesn't look good when you started meeting off late, but that's okay. So here we go. Here are the numbers. Looks like we are doing better than SNL.
Really?
We're doing better than SNL. Yeah, more people are tuning in. Some of the reports here say it's for the train wreck factor. I don't really know what that means. Train wreck factor.
I think it's the writers. I think they're mourning the writers. Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah, it was more of a van wreck, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't hit by a train. The van wasn't hit by a train.
I think it exploded. The van just exploded, as far as I recall.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wait, excuse me. This is a closed meeting. Oh, shit, it's Pete Davidson. Pete, hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I just
stopped by to let everybody know that I'm banging somebody else super famous and hot.
Oh.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm just going to keep swinging above my weight and until I get rejected by any of these people.
Well, that's going to be any minute now. Yeah, who are you in a relationship with now?
It's kind of private, Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God. She's so famous. Pete, can I ask you something? I know you kind of tend to go, like you said, like punch above your weight. Have you ever considered punching down your weight? Like an executive for NBC's Saturday Night Newark Live?
Jesus, Claire. What the hell are you doing?
I just got divorced and my divorce was official yesterday. I'm single.
It was official. Yeah, just let it breathe,
I'm
Claire.
You're one to speak.
Oh my God.
You've had sex
God.
With every intern while you've been married.
So what? Okay. Is that a problem?
Well, I think
is that bad?
It's a little unethical. At least I got divorced.
Oh, now I'm getting fired? Okay,
I'm
great. Now I'm getting fired.
I'm your peer. I don't have the power to fire you. Besides,
whatever. I quit. I fucking quit.
Don't quit.
Hey, Claire. Yeah. I know that was weird in there that he quit and everybody got mad, but Keanu's back.
Are you sure it's Keanu?
For you.
Okay, and I just want to make sure. I'm not surprised by that because I'm ugly, but I'm confident, and men are attracted to that. Are you sure it's Keanu? Because we had the wrong one on our show.
Right. Right. Then no.
So it's the Creanu or whatever.
No, I'm just not sure.
Oh, you're
I'm
not sure.
Not sure.
Okay, well, what does he want? I should let you finish.
Well, he wants to talk to you in the back of that limousine over there.
Okay, I hope he doesn't want me to suck his dick, because I'll do it. I mean, if I'm meeting him in the back of his blacked-out window limousine, I think we know where this is going. I've been in Newark long enough to know how showbiz works, okay?
Okay.
Claire, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say, I can't do this. I got to be married to you.
And
I can't get divorced from you, Claire.
No, honey. Matt, you signed.
Please.
Matt, we had the separation like a year ago. We both signed the papers a while ago. Got finalized.
I signed it under duress.
It's official. I don't know what to tell you. It's officially.
Claire. Is that a partition window?
Yeah, it's a limo.
Claire.
Limo. Hi, Claire. Hi, Creanu.
Why don't you come into
Creanu? Yeah, sorry, Creanu.
Creanu. Who's that?
Yeah, I think it's Creanu.
Creanu.
Hi.
Claire, why don't you get in my limo and leave this deadbeat?
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? You're going to go back in that limo with that guy? Are you fucking kidding me, Claire?
We are divorced. In the eyes of God and the law, we are not together. We're separated, fully divorced, officially. Creanu.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. Jesus. Hi, you want me to get in the back here with you?
Yeah, get in the car. I apologize about the pants. I'm getting my pants tailored.
I know what's happening here. I'm no spring chicken. This is not my first time trying to cram a sausage into a too small bun, if you know what I mean.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Mr. Carey, would you like the tea?
It's Carol.
Oh, wrong limousine. I thought... Oh, this is Jim Carrey's limousine. I'm sorry. You just find my way. Excuse me, miss. How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
Stargate, I just want to say we're very happy to have you as our second ever host. things are pretty smooth around here.
Not totally sure why I'm here, to be honest. But Her Majesty did request it, and I must honor my queen.
We're super excited. I was thinking, I'm a kind of a puzzle guy. Are you a puzzle guy by any chance?
Jigsaw or crossword?
I was thinking more of like Wheel of Fortune style.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Before and after.
Oh, don't tell me you have a before and after already cooked up.
No.
Oh, are you going to pimp me to come up with one?
No.
Dan, so sorry to interrupt. I just want you to know that the fund for the writers has gone through and everyone's really excited about that. So we're going to be celebrating that later on if you're free.
I didn't really hear you because I was looking at my phone, looking up before and after Wheel of Fortune.
That is our show. That sort of honesty is how I'd like to end every one of our episodes.
Wow.
Oh, thank you also very damn much. Let's thank our cast for giving you way more than you asked for and or deserve. Let's start with Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris, tell us about Comedy Fix. Still happening? Still
not really.
New episodes?
We kind of paused. We kind of took a little pause. We kind of like talked a lot for a very long time, and now we're just taking a break. I'm very hot right now.
Okay.
I'm like sweating to death.
Okay. For the record, you were hot before today.
I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it.
Again, I know we think we said this earlier. We don't know when this airs, unfortunately, but hopefully they can catch us at Sketchfest in San Francisco. That's January 9th. And or back here in Santa Monica, California, January 16th, I believe that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to start seeing the people.
Yeah. We're very excited about these live shows. And if anyone gets us in time and would like to go, please do. We love seeing you there. And it's just exciting as hell for us to get back on a live stage. So thank you for that, Chris. Caroline Cotter?
Yeah.
Did we celebrate Newark enough for your likes?
Yeah, I think even more than I ever could have thought possible.
Sure.
So.
And thank you for being here and happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Anything you'd like to... plug?
Yeah, only because you look so like your soul was just lost there. You got to follow me on Instagram at Cotter Poop. I have two podcasts, unfortunately. One's Cottercore, one's Stinkers.
Stinkers?
Stinkers, where we bring guests on to talk about the worst ideas they've ever had.
Ooh.
And it stinks like shit.
I love the hell out of that. Well, I can't wait to be invited to be a guest.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yep. Sometimes you got to go after
it. Yeah.
That's all that was. A little lesson.
Good for you.
For those out there listening and watching.
Yeah.
Craig Kukowski.
Okay. I got two before and afters that if Wheel of Fortune producers are listening, they can take or leave them.
Oh, wow.
Union Jack in the Box, Chicken a la King Kong.
Damn.
Those are really freaking good.
Damn. I feel like before and after.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you had those in the chamber before we started the show.
Nope.
is that something like High Rise and Shine?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. See, they're easy once you get in a rhythm.
Yeah, I don't. You would want to work on the rhythm of that. Speaking of rhythm,
yeah, I probably shouldn't say it as a question.
And thank you, Joey Greer, for being here.
Thank you. Speaking of podcasts outside the sphere of Alchemy, this, which you honestly shouldn't do, but if you have to dip out, I was recently a guest on Comedy Bang Bang. Check it out.
Yes.
The crazy character is really fun. So give it a listen. If you got
Can't wait. Thank you for that.
Just a small little podcast. I feel like we should help support that podcast, you know, like lift it up.
Yeah. You know? Give them 100%. A chance.
I haven't heard 100%. Of that. I've never heard of
What's
that
it called?
Comedy Bang Bang.
I'm sure that makes sense to somebody. James Zini.
Hi, I am just so happy to be here today. Check out Gamefront at gamefront.com and on YouTube.
Sweet. Let's thank our engineer and producers to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's the easiest damn choice. Happy holidays, should you be listening at this time of year. And thank you very much for listening at all. Until next time.